It's about time for our daily lectionary reading here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news, brought to you by the Lutheran Federal Credit Union, LutheranFCU.org, a credit union that makes it a priority to bring the scriptures to you here on KFUO. Today's reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Luke writes, "In those days, a decree went up from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly, there was with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.' When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they went with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." We'll be back in about 20 minutes to study this text a bit more in depth here on His Time, Worldwide KFUO. On this day on which the church remembers William Leah, born in Fürth, Germany in 1808, who never left Germany but had a profound impact on the development of Lutheranism in North America, serving as a pastor in a Bavarian village and yet also recognizing the need to send workers to those developing lands across the water, North America, Brazil, and Australia, sent many men who would support and even become founders of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and who, through direct financial support, helped found the seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. On this day in which we remember him, our meditation comes from his writings. In worship, the congregation experiences its Lord most intimately. Here it lives in nearest proximity to its groom, in a heavenly life on earth, an earthly life in heaven. Worship is the most beautiful flower of earthly life. Just like land in the middle of an ocean, the word and the sacraments stand in the inner life and worship of the congregation. You have 1 week behind you. A new week lies in front of you. Between these 2 weeks is the day of Communion Sunday. You desire to draw near to God with the congregation. What do you, whether you are a shepherd or a sheep, have to do first? You do what all religions say is necessary for the soul. You cleanse it, like feet that have become dirty from the activity of daily life. In other words, you prepare yourself for worship by confessing your sins and receiving absolution. Being cleansed from sin, you enter into the joys of the particular festival day or Sunday. But the worshiper finds that earth still has other burdens and sorrows, both present and future, life, death, and eternity, with all of their bitter fruits and consequences that threaten you as you journey to the heavenly kingdom. Worries burden you and keep burdening you. But no longer does sin torture you. No longer do you fear evil. No longer do you sigh longingly, but joyful confidence fills your soul. You sit beneath the face of the Lord. In the sermon, you begin to experience the blessed communion of the saints who rejoice in the Lord. The worshiping congregation experiences itself as the bride of the Lord, rich not only in and through Him, but also in and through one another. The congregation, in its fullness, thinks of the special needs and miseries upon the earth, delights in all good things, and goes before the altar of the Lord with intercessions, petitions, and prayers. All worshipers are blessed and approach the throne of blessing knowing they are worthy. The worshipers realize that the church is one unit, both here and everywhere. Pilgrims are one in their prayers and are cleansed with all of the blessed saints in heaven. In the name of Jesus, amen.